Hey, everybody, we're back for part two today of Achieving Your Health Goals. This is a three-part series that's designed to encourage you along the journey of pursuing your health goals by talking about some of our common roadblocks, the stuff that gets in our way and prevents us from achieving our success or from getting there as quickly as we'd really like to. So the first part I hope you caught last week was about learning to manage our expectations. So definitely go back and check out episode 88. But for today and part two, we're going to be talking about support systems, why we need them, why we sometimes struggle to find them or maintain them, and what their role really is in helping us to achieve the goals that we're looking for. So, all about support systems. I hope you find this helpful. Hey there. Welcome to Be Well with Steph, the podcast, the show for women who know that personal wellness can be an actively pursued goal and who are ready to tackle building healthier daily habits with a little bit of good humor, a little bit of grace, and a lot of coffee. I'm Steph Jenko, your holistic nutrition coach and your host, and I'm here to help empower you to create and maintain a healthy lifestyle you love, a lifestyle that gives you the strength, energy, and confidence to go after your wildest dreams. So for the purposes of today's conversation, when I talk about support systems, I'm talking about your own personal network, your network of people, organizations, and individuals that provide support to you. It could be emotional support, practical logistical support, or motivational and accountability support, but people who are there helping you pursue your goals and face your challenges and who are kind of doing it right there alongside you. It could consist of people who are your family, are your friends, or are people outside of that that still in some way support what you're trying to do. But no matter how you look at it, it's people who genuinely care about you and people who are willing to offer you encouragement, guidance, and understanding as your health journey ebbs and flows and you go through a variety of different life experiences. And not every person in our support system is for the same kind of support, which we'll talk about too. And a support system is so important to have in place, not just when we are in times of struggle or in times of crisis, but they're beneficial all the time for our personal growth, for our goal achievement, for just to touch base about our emotions or what's going on in life. And the strength of a support system lies in its ability to create that safer, nurturing environment as you go in life so that when a crisis or a struggle comes up, you have that system to fall back on. And also when things go well, when you have times of joy or times of success, your support system is there to celebrate with you too. And some people have that kind of built in. If you are in a family where your family is like pretty tight and it's been like that since you were little, then your support system's kind of built in around you and you are super blessed to have that. I know I'm super blessed to have that in my life, but it's not the same way for everybody. Everybody's family dynamic is different. Everybody's work situation is different or friendships are different. So if you don't have that natural kind of support system that's already built in around you, you might have to do a little bit of extra work in order to find it and in order to foster it, regardless of whether it's like a natural system built in or one you're finding and fostering on your own, you have to foster it. So support systems take work. They take maintenance. Relationships, not like new information to any of us, that relationships take work and maintenance on an ongoing basis. We can't just say, well, I'm in crisis, I have to depend on these people if we aren't finding ways to connect with them throughout the other days of the year. And sometimes we haven't really thought about this. Sometimes we're not fully recognizing the benefits of having a support system or how much we need them or rely on them in a day-to-day basis. And it doesn't really become a priority to foster this sense of community. But when you do realize it, or if it's something you've been thinking about, like, I wish I could expand my support system, there are ways that you can continue to do that, even as an adult, which I know adult friendships can be so much harder sometimes. It's not like, oh, we're two kids playing at the park or our parents put us together. Like, we have to go out and do that work on our own, which can be really tough, but it is possible and it is so important. It's scary sometimes, right? We have this kind of fear of being trying to connect with people and being rejected, or of putting ourselves out there and being vulnerable and being judged for the things that we say. And I know I feel that. I think that that's a really natural thing that everybody feels. But it's kind of like a muscle. Like, you can practice it and strengthen it. So it might feel scary to say, hey, I want to try to send that person a DM and connect with them. You know, I'm not talking about anything big, but maybe I'm going to send that person a message and comment on something that they did. And there's that little fear or feeling of like, what if they think that's weird? What if they're like, why is this girl messaging me, right? We have this little fear of being rejected or fear of being judged. But the more that we do that and either practice it not going well, or practice and find success in, hey, I had a connection with that person and now we have something in common. The more we do it, the easier it gets, the stronger that connection muscle and vulnerability muscle gets. So there's a little bit of kind of pushing through that uncomfortability and risk factor at first, but so, so worth it. And there's an additional level to that too, I think, when we're talking about things surrounding our health. Health is really personal. Goals are really personal and ambitions are really personal. So when we are trying to take things like our health goals and connect with other people over them, there's an added layer of vulnerability involved with that. So I understand that this work is tough and this work feels like embarrassing sometimes, but we've got to figure out a way to get past that. And I think it's become harder over the years as like social media. Notice my first example was about sending a DM. It wasn't about, you know, chatting with somebody in the grocery store. But social media and our kind of cultural norms have changed the way that we connect with people so dramatically. And also have made things kind of like cut and dry, black and white. Like, either they like the photo or they don't. Either they reply to the DM or they don't. It's removed some of that nuance. I feel like I'm kind of going on a tangent here, but like, culture and cultural norms have changed some of the naturalness of connecting with people. And we've got to kind of find a way to break through that, to send the messages, to make the eye contact, to make the phone call, even when it's hard, because these support systems are so crucial to our overall health and to our accomplishment of our health goals. If you are still not convinced that you need a support system and you feel like you're good going it alone, I'm going to try to change your mind real quick, because there are a lot of benefits to having that support system in place as you try to tackle your health goals. One of them is just having motivation or having encouragement by having someone else there who also cares about your success. That's a person who can lift you up, you know, encourage you to keep going, celebrate the small wins, even when you don't necessarily see them. Another set of eyes watching you can see them. And those eyes can also see when you don't do what you said you were going to or what you said you wanted to. Your support system helps keep you accountable for your actions and for your progress. And that doesn't have to be like a trainer breathing down your neck or a coach you're sending stuff to. It could just be a friend that you say, hey, I'm going to go for a walk every morning, and that person is there to walk with you. That can be an accountability buddy. That's a workout buddy and part of your support system right there. It might be you sharing with your partner, you know, I'm working really hard on eating whole foods and on not ordering out. Well, when you share that with that person that's close to you in your support system, then when it's really easy to fall back and say, you know what, we're just going to order, that other person is there saying, is that what you want to do? It's okay if it is, but are you sure? Because you said something different. And that person is there to help make sure that your actions align with your words. A support system could also be somebody that is a mentor or is a coach who has a knowledge base that you don't, or an individual with experience that you don't have that you can lean into a little bit, that can provide insight to you or guidance to you, can give you tips, give you like practical suggestions that help you to navigate when there are obstacles for your goals and help you kind of, you know, optimize your efforts. So there's something to be said for having people in your support system with all different skill sets and all different roles. Your support system, maybe one person is the person that you exercise with. One person is the one you talk about food with or who helps you stay on track with your nutrition. Someone is a person whose brain you pick. Somebody else is a great celebrator. And it's okay that different people kind of have those different roles. Overall, they're helping guide you in the same direction. And it can be tough when we're working on our health. It can be challenging. It can be emotional sometimes. Having a support system in place means hopefully that there are one or two people that you feel safe in sharing your feelings with, who can validate your efforts, who can be there when things aren't going well and kind of help you navigate through the emotional side of things too. That's like having individual support systems. There are also benefits to having community support systems too, or like-minded people that you can build connections with, maybe that have similar aspirations and can give you a kind of like a sense of belonging. And that might be, again, a larger family network. It might be a faith community. It might be the place that you go and take yoga classes. You know, made my heart so happy when I had someone tell me that Wellness in the Village, our place in Alden, was that like kind of community for them where they could come and find similar-minded people. But I do think that that is kind of an important part of the process to feeling emotionally well and to feeling like you have the strength that you need to take care of your physical health too. You know, we're faced with challenges as we go, and having a support system there can help us with our resilience, can help us to bounce back, can give us a new idea or a new strategy when we feel like we've hit a roadblock. And having those people there to do it means we don't have to do it alone. That reduces so much stress when you don't have to do it alone and you can do it in community with other people. Okay, that's how we're going to get this long-term success, these big picture goals, the sustainable habits is so much easier when we have this support system in place. Now, I mentioned earlier that it's not enough to just rely on your support system when you need them or when you're in crisis, but we also can foster that support system and develop those relationships on a day-to-day basis so that when we have a need, we know we have those people that we can go to. And it's our job then to figure out what that need is and to communicate it to the people that are in that system. You can do this again, when you're not in crisis. It might be what you do in a period of morning journaling or at the beginning of a new week or a month. Maybe it's a reflection before bedtime, but just kind of reflecting on and assessing what kind of support you need in your life right now. Am I feeling stressed and I need somebody who's a good listener? Am I feeling stressed because I have a lot to do and I need somebody who's going to be helpful? Am I feeling nervous about trying something new and I want a buddy to go with me? Am I having a hard time making my words, my actions match my words, and I need somebody who's going to help keep me accountable for what I said I was going to do? You need to first reflect on and assess what your own needs are and then figure out what the gap is and where someone else might be able to help support you. Then you have to communicate that need. So you have to figure out who's the person in your life that you feel comfortable sharing that need with and asking for help. You have to ask for help. People are probably not going to read your mind, and you're going to need to communicate with them what it is, what the need is that you're having or the gap is that you're having. And this doesn't have to be like a super emotional or heavy thing, especially if communicating your needs doesn't feel comfortable to you. You could start with like, hey, I want to go for a walk. Do you want to go with me? Or I need to add like some healthier food and anybody want to go to the grocery store and like explore some healthier food options. It doesn't have to be like, I'm stressed about reaching my goals. Will you support me? It might just be, hey, this is like a little thing I'm noticing might make me healthier. You want to do it with me, okay? And you can kind of think about which people in your support system are going to meet those different kinds of needs. And if you're not finding them, if you're like, I don't have those people in my life that are committed to health the same way that I am, or who have personal development in mind the way that I do, that's when we're going to start to seek out different kind of like-minded people. And it might be finding a community in the area you live, like people come to Wellness in the Village because they know there are going to be wellness-minded people there when they come. But it might also be an online community. It might be connecting with somebody in the comments or in the DMs and finding somebody that you have stuff in common with and creating an online friendship. That's an okay thing to do. At the time of this recording, we're almost done with, we're halfway through 2023. It is okay to make those connections online. People are on the other end of those phones. Social media was designed to be social. So if that's where you're finding somebody that you can connect with, do it. If maybe in addition, maybe it's like a professional you want to connect with. Maybe it's a coach. Maybe it's a therapist. Maybe it's a nurse or a doctor. But you can also ask those people for connection, for guidance, support, help, help, help. Okay? The flip side of adding people or fostering good people in your support system is also knowing who is not a supportive person in your life. It's knowing who the toxic people are, the unsupportive people are. And you don't have to, you know, cut them out of your life, but maybe you need to set some boundaries about that's not something I'm going to share with that person because they're not supportive of me. Or that's not something that I'm going to let that person's opinion influence me on because it doesn't align with the direction that my health goals are going. So just to throw in there that creating a supportive community, a support system means surrounding yourself with supportive people, fostering supportive connections, and maintaining healthy boundaries with the types of people that are not supportive to where you are headed. Okay. Everybody doesn't have to come on the journey. They don't. They're not all going to fit. Okay. Everybody doesn't have to come on the journey. You're going to put your time and your energy and your focus and your love into those that are going to come on the journey with you. And I want to lastly encourage you to be patient in this. You know, we're not kids on a playground. Like making friendships doesn't always happen in one afternoon. You know, getting people to shift their own mindset a little bit so that they're able to give you support does not happen overnight. Maybe it will take months or years to happen. We need to be patient with this, but I do encourage you to be persistent as well. It takes effort to find and cultivate meaningful connections, but it is so, so worth it. So the quick rundown here on where to look if you are interested in yearning for an expansion in your support system, we're going to look at our family and friends. The close family and friends are often a primary part of our support system. They tend to be people we know better and offer more emotional support, maybe can see our history or see our patterns, provide encouragement and love when we need it. So lean into your family and friends. But remember, you can also look outside that for mentors or coaches who maybe have a little bit more expertise in specific areas that you're looking to grow in. You can find supportive groups or communities. Maybe again, that's your yoga class or your yoga studio, your gym, a nutrition coaching group, a wellness center, a grocery store you like to shop at that can give you a kind of similar feeling and sense of belonging in that environment. And if finding that in the physical world isn't working for you right now, virtual communities are a thing. Social media platforms are a thing. Remember that there's a person on the other end of the phone, just like you're on the other end of yours. And it's totally cool to connect with them and bring them into your support system. In addition, you may seek religious groups or spiritual groups. You may seek groups of academics, colleagues, peers, coworkers. People are out there. And in my experience, everybody is looking to connect. Everybody is looking to connect. So even when it's hard, even when we feel super vulnerable, other people are out there also feeling like it's hard and feeling like they're super vulnerable and looking for the same stuff. Remember too, it's okay to outgrow and to reevaluate your support system as you evolve as a person and on your health journey. You want to surround yourself with individuals who are going to uplift and encourage you in order for you to see continued success. So you're going to focus on building a network that aligns with your goals and your aspirations and that is there to support you on a day-to-day basis, not just when you're in crisis or there to celebrate, but are various people who are there to support you as you go and empower you to seek and accomplish the health goals that you're looking for. Remember, Team Be Well With Steph is here for you. I am here for you. I encourage you to please reach out on Instagram, send me a DM, send me an email, hop over to the website and maybe find a program or a course that would help you with your health goals and help you to create some community while you do that. It's really important to me that a sense of community and belonging is like infused into what I put out there for programming. It's really important to me. So you'll always find some way to connect with me and some way to connect with others that are on their journey, but maybe it's just like as simple as challenging yourself. Wait, this will be fun. Let's do a fun little challenge. that I did not plan for, and I'm just saying right now, let's do a fun little challenge. I want you to stop after this episode and go send a DM to three people that you find some connection with. Maybe you know that they are interested in the same food you are. Maybe you know they live in your town. Maybe you know that they have a cause or a mission they also care about, or you're a mom and they're a mom. I want you to go find three people that you can send a friendly message to. Just say, hey, I noticed X about you, or I was thinking about you, or I just wanted to connect and say hi because we have similar interests, and see what happens. Worst case scenario, they say, thanks, or they give you a little heart, or they do nothing. And that is like no loss to you except for 30 seconds of your time. Best case scenario, you start to expand your network and we all continue to work toward achieving our health and wellness goals together. So how about that? You've been challenged. Let's go. Thank you so much for listening to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. When there are a million things that you could be doing, I appreciate your choosing to hang out here. And I am proud of you for continuing to work on your own wellness journey. I invite you to head over to BeWellWithSteph.com for the details from this episode, my blog, upcoming events, and lots of other resources. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love to hear from you. I'm Be Well With Steph everywhere you like to hang out on social media, so come on over and say hi. Until next time, my friends, be well.